he would pick up like girls off of a college campus, and then he would like kill them, and then like fuck their windpipes of their decapitated head. Like no big deal.
Yeah, nothing
like
weird.
Normal people stuff.
Even hot photos either.
Oh, no,
they're
shit.
All like fucking photos that just happened to coincidentally have tits in them.
This is like this lady just lost her farm in the Dust Bowl.
And she's wearing a she's not wearing a shirt.
It got blown off by the hurricane wind.
Pretty much.
Think about it.
Come in the trash, dude.
Just come in the trash. Right.
Come in the trash.
Alright, I'll try it. I'll get back to you.
Everyone does that.
Do 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 do. Oh, what a kike! Should have gassed him back in 43. What a better world than this would be. What a nose job! What a kike! Do 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 do. Oh, what a kike!
Oh, what a kike!
You know I didn't need to know his name. His nose just told me he would be the same. What a Shlomo, what a kike. Oh, I got a funny feeling when he walked in the room. And I knew my money would be away from me soon.
Oh, what a kike!
Hypnotizing and confusing goys. Treat the Gentiles like they were their toys. Sweet surrender, crystal night. Oh, what a kike! Welcome to Cinebloggers Now, Joe, where we talk about movies.
That was very succinct.
Yeah. I'm glad Don did it, because I was like, do I have to come in
for
the backing
vocals? Are you going to have to step in?
Well, somebody had to do it.
Obviously.
You know, it's really... Oh, it's horrible.
Speaking of which, how are you liking that, Boris?
Yeah.
By the way, he just walked that. I'm assuming before he hears this, he'll have seen that.
Yeah, please let us know your thoughts.
Please let us know your thoughts, yeah. Also, it's good to announce that Dr. Evan's live... How you niggas doing?
I'm, you know, not working today. So,
I know, I'm fucking stoked. I'm fucking manic. I was saying that before I did my song, but like, dude, I'm fucking manic today because I get the day off. Dude. I was driving down the street fucking blasting fucking indie pop and fucking singing and throwing my fist in the air. I got a moonroof. Throwing my fist. Hi, Yuffie. What do you think?
Throwing around his fucking Daddy Warbucks right here. I got a moonroof in my car.
Dude, my wife's car. Baby, I get to drive my wife's car. I get the big boy seat.
Baby,
today.
He gets to drive his wife's car.
The fat guy in the Superman shirt was really envious when you drove by.
I know he was. His head was shiny though. I'll tell you what,
well, you know, he's got something going for him.
How you other doing?
I'm pretty good. I had a lazy
beep
weekend.
That, by the way, I didn't mean to put
I had to cut so much out of the Dr. Evan because I. Out of curiosity, I went onto Patreon and like read their like
you can't use
rules
the
and regulations.
Yeah.
It's like they could like pull our whole account down. So I'm just like, yeah, we're gonna cut this.
Why just beep it? Did you beep it?
No, because I kept like the movie audio in there, so it would sound really weird.
Okay, I
so
get what you're saying.
I just anytime something like that was said, I just like totally got rid of it and just used the movie audio.
How harsh are they?
How I mean, it's Marshall.
I mean, if anyone who's going to listen to it is probably not going to say anything, but like, why even risk it? They put it on our whole fucking account.
Dude, that fucking chick's Lauren Southern, the one who talks like this, she's like from Canada, and she talks like this, but she's like, you know, like a fucking...
Isn't that Jordan Peterson?
No. That talks like this. I'm Jordan Peterson, everybody. No, it's this bitch who like, she looks like Barbie, but she talks like this, eh? You know, we're over here, bud. Thanks, bud. That's how Canadians talk. I mean, not the kind that we live in Massachusetts either. But,
What do you mean, not the kind that we live in Massachusetts?
Canadians gave.
Oh, not those kind.
Yeah. Lauren Southern, she literally just went on a boat to, like, yell at Ethiopians trying to cross over into Italy, and they took her off Patreon.
That's actually pretty funny, though.
She was like, hey, don't come into Italy, eh? We don't want you anymore.
I guess I should cancel my trip to Italy, then.
Why? Because you have a flat nose?
Well, duh.
Lauren Southern is going to be bugging you there, bud.
No, I mean, I was going to go there and yell at people, and then we get...
Oh, yeah. Then we'll get bumped off. Yeah.
The African kid I work with, he's from Ghana, and he grew up, for the most part, in Italy. So that's something to be said.
It's based in fact. Yeah, they all go over there, and then they were like, hey there, bud. No, I'm not going to do the more Canadian
voice. Do they have like, the less strict policies? Is that why they
They have lower budgets for fucking keeping people out, I think.
Yeah, that's they all just drag their knuckles over there.
Yeah, actually, you know, dude, Italy's going full fascist right now. No, seriously, they're keeping all immigrants out.
I feel like this has happened before.
Yeah, it's called La Liga, the league. Mm. And they're like, they're basically like
neo-fascist?
No, I don't want to use the word fascist, but Mussoliniites.
Yeah, Mussolini was a fascist.
Yeah, has a negative connotation, though.
Yeah, now.
Still, well, whatever. What were we talking about?
Canadians, apparently.
Oh.
Canadians yelling on Patreon.
What do you think Rashika's up to?
Who's Rashika?
Literally, me and Julia were like crying, laughing, thinking about Rashika yesterday.
Someone she doesn't know.
Yeah. Well, no, I just...
Is that like Tamika Jones's like sister?
No. He's a real Indian.
Yeah.
He's like the avatar of all Indianness.
We can't say his name, but we weren't being very creative when we came up with the nickname Rashika.
No, but I literally was like crying laughing about it because I was saying how anything that smelled bad would smell like Rashika. Because, you know, they smell bad.
Was he that like... I feel like fat. I was going to say a fat Indian kid.
Yeah, he kind of had like an Elvis kind of haircut.
You know what? A little bit.
Yeah.
Did he have the sideburns?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. I think I know who you're talking about.
He's the man.
Mm-hmm. And we were like obsessed with Rashika for a while.
We just talked about him all the time. Yeah. It almost lost like meaning, the word Rashika.
The real person, Rashika. Then I saw him again later, like in high school. He had moved to a different school. Maybe he probably tested into some kind of private school.
Probably.
He was not retarded. Although, remember that time that he was like, hey guys. Like,
yeah, I was going to bring this up.
How big is your dick? My dick's like this big. I'm motioning right now, this like an inch.
He's got his index finger and his thumb
about an inch away from each other.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, and that's what Rashika. Sorry, what's his real name? Rashika, dude. What's it called? That's what he was like. Hey guys,
he wasn't making a joke either.
No, he was like, guys, jack off.
Oh no, that was a different kid.
No, it was.
That was.
What are we gonna call him?
We can use just his first name.
Dennis. Yeah, I remember Dennis too.
This fucked up kid.
I don't even
know
his last name.
You know what? Yeah, I don't either. I
guess just do it as Dennis.
That's probably for the better. But I remember he would talk to me like in like chorus class, and he'd be like,
"Hey,
well, my doctor told me I had to jerk off."
Like, he has a Boston accent.
That's how he died.
I know.
It's an indication of his intelligence.
Dude, Rashika and Dennis were boys.
They really were, dude. Yeah.
Dude,
they jerked each other's one-inch dicks off.
Yeah, they petted the inchers together.
No, but anyway, I was saying to Julia yesterday, I was just laughing my ass off because I was thinking about toads are green, frogs are green, toads are frown. When you smell Rashika, you will frown.
Because he smells.
Needs to be another person to say that part.
Yes. Yeah, we just started calling the lake behind this place where we went on vacation. Rashika. We just called it Lake Rashika.
Because it smells bad.
Yeah.
What we're talking about in Indian Head?
Yeah, the lake behind the
Shadow
resort.
Lake.
You called it that?
We called it Lake Rashika, yeah.
I definitely said that in front of you. You must just not...
We both made that reference. I probably assumed
that was the actual like Indian name.
You thought it was Rashika, like Indian dot, not feather, yeah. By the way.
But Chief Rashika.
Chief sitting Rashika. Chief shitting Rashika.
That whole lake is like a foot tall and it's just rotting leaves in the bottom.
Yeah, it is.
I know.
So yeah. If that's any indicator.
It did indeed smell like Rashika.
Yeah.
If that's any indicator on how good this kid smelled.
Boris messaged me and he's still listening through all the archives. He said last episode, he was listening to episode 7. On Thursday, he goes to me, hey, I'm listening to episode 12. And I go, I fucking hate that episode. That's the one with my dad in it, and he's such a Jew. And he goes, your dad is the most Jewish man to have ever lived.
I don't know about that.
I just thought it was funny that someone who's never met him can still say that. And just, it's like
just the sound of his voice.
I don't know about. I don't know that he'd like get an honorable mention. I think, yeah. But like he wouldn't.
He was nominated, but he wasn't given the award.
Yeah, yeah.
I really think Bad Roommate's dad might get the nod.
Biggest Jew nominee.
True.
He is, yeah.
Biggest Jew nominee in 2019.
Nominated Biggest Jew. Here to read the nominations for Biggest Jew, Adam Sandler.
Here to read the nominations for Biggest Jew, Martin Shekelberg. Hello, everyone.
When they were announcing the winner, Scott's dad started to stand up like Michael Keaton. He was disappointed. But
start the award ceremony.
No, I mean, he thought he won like Michael Keaton.
Yeah, I know, but also start the award ceremony. Start the movie. Wait, were you there for that?
I was not there for that.
Oh yeah,
I have heard this though.
I heard the story.
We went to go see The Hateful Eight on the night that it came out. They ran the trailers and shit, and then there was like maybe 40 or 50 seconds of silence and darkness because they were switching over to the
75
the 75 millimeter.
And your dad's like, here's my chance.
He's like, I'm gonna make everybody laugh, and he goes, start the movie.
Oh my god.
And so everybody died laughing.
This is the moment you were waiting for your entire life.
I went to the Dedham Community Theater.
Oh,
this,
yeah. I wanted
weekend.
To hear about this How fucking
was,
retard
movie. Peanut butter.
Let me just set the stage with. Okay. I've never been to the Dedham Community Theater before.
Can I just say one thing
before you
go on? Yeah. Yuffie's so cute.
He's a fucking goon.
That's it.
You walk in. It's from the outside. That place is basically every time that they go on like a date to the movies in the movies. That's kind of what it looks like. It's very retro.
Little
town theater.
Yeah, it's retro looking. Yeah.
And you go in, and then you go to the concession stand, and they lovingly ladle the butter over your popcorn, by hand, and then, like, you can get a beer if you want and stuff. Yeah. I thought it was a pretty cool little theater.
So Don's in.
Because he's drinking beer right now.
Yeah. Ginger beer.
Diet ginger beer.
I went there for Peanut Butter Falcon, and I didn't think it was worth a review on the podcast.
It wasn't that good.
It was not well worth
it. No, I liked it, but...
Mary.
I knew what you were doing. I liked it.
Mary reference.
Go on, Gabe.
No, I just didn't think it was worth the podcast because it wasn't good.
Or
it wasn't
bad.
Outstandingly good, and it wasn't like horrible either. But it was like I enjoyed it.
When you described
myself.
It to me, I kind of anticipated as such. To be honest with you,
I thought it was going to be terrible.
I didn't think it was going to be terrible. I thought it was going to be like, okay, they're going to have a real retard in it, so that's kind of ballsy, but they're not going to do anything fun with that because it's so ballsy to have a real retard
in
it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
Most of his lines seem like they didn't let him go, you know?
Like
they,
what do you mean?
Retards
just like inherently make asses of themselves.
They kept him on a leash. No, but clearly his lines were written for him. I would let him go off a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, sure. I get
what
you're saying.
If you got a real retard, like, use it.
I do. I get what you're saying. But I understand why they didn't let him go off. People might have been like, look, you took advantage of this retarded kid. Like, honestly, people are going to be like, listen. We know they do that. But we can't acknowledge
that
they do that.
You can't just let retards be retards, though.
Hey, if it were up to me, if I were king for a day.
We all let you live your life, dude.
Wow. All right.
Had to.
It was too easy. It was laying on the floor. Lying on the ground,
man.
I give it like one thumb up the butt. It was simple yet satisfying, but.
Slimy yet satisfying? Slimy yet satisfying. You want some mud and bugs? Was it the film equivalent of Kellogg's Mud and Bugs?
I've never had that great series.
It's
the filmic equivalent of Mud and Bugs. Gabriel Teixeira.
If we had a bigger fan base, I wish someone would Photoshop a cover of, you know, like a movie poster, and it has like those leaves, and underneath it, one of them says Gabe. It's the equivalent of Kellogg's. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, my only like quarrel with the movie is there's this
quarrel. You guys fought.
You fought the projections.
Yes. I won.
Dude, start the movie.
Pull around. There's a wrestling scene in it because clearly the retard wanted to be a wrestler.
Yeah, that's a plot.
They all.
Every one of them thinks he's the big show.
The retard throws Jake the Snake, who makes an appearance in the movie, and it looks so fucking fake. I know it would be fake, but
they could have made it look.
The
bad.
Way
I get,
looks
what,
is
I
like,
get what you're saying.
He
yeah.
throws the retard throws Jake the Snake, and he
that's just bad wrestling.
He flies away.
The point of wrestling is that it's all fake, and they're doing like moves to make it look to the audience. What? It's still real to me. Damn it! This movie's still real to me.
He retard strengths him out of the fucking ring, and it looks like he flies
Do
away.
Do they acknowledge the strength in the movie?
I mean, they must.
LaBeouf's like, oh, you're strong, kid, and stuff like that. But I feel like
it sounds like a well-written film.
It's like it's
yeah. Sounds like you wrote it.
It's veiled, but it's there.
Okay, all right. I get what you're saying.
Also, are you guys familiar with the rapper Yellow Wolf?
Yeah, I've heard of
him. He's also in the movie as like a supporting role.
Really?
So they're like, all right. So we got this movie with like retards in it, right? Yeah. We got two celebrities signed on. Can we make this happen?
Mick Foley was a ref too.
Four celebrities. Jake the Snake too.
But yeah,
I was gonna ask you how that was. I played this game over the weekend. It's a new video game.
Steam.
Yeah, it's called the Red Strings Club.
So you pull tampons out, or
yes, it's all about tampon extraction.
All about the tampon.
No, I've been waiting for this game.
No.
It's a point and click adventure.
It is a point and click adventure. No, here's the thing. I really, it's a cyberpunk story, and it's about a company which is trying to basically brainwash everyone who has a mind implant. It's a really good story. But here's the thing I wanted to bring up. I do endorse this game, but...
Here's the deal, man.
Here's the thing, folks. They forced in the most ham-fisted, woke narrative into it. It made me almost stop playing.
Okay.
First of all, the main character is a guy who's a bartender and an information broker, and he's gay with a black guy.
I was just about to cut you off with a joke saying... And he's gay and transgender, and it's
he's regular gay. He's regular gay. So that's why I was able to like sit through the whole thing.
Yeah. Because
he's
regular.
No, because instead of him being like trans,
this would be pretty ridiculous unless this guy's getting dicks in the ass.
No, actually, I mean, kind of. No, the whole thing, they kept referring to this robot AI thing as a they, and then if you try to say he or she, they get offended.
At least it's a non-human that they're doing this to.
True. And then later, there's a part where you're talking to the AI. I don't want to spoil too much, but there's a part where it goes, if it were up to you, would you end racism? And it's...
No.
No, that's the thing. So
we wouldn't have a show anymore.
It literally gives you a choice. It literally gives you a choice, yes or no. If it were up to you, would you end a transphobia? As if that's a fucking thing that's really important, by the way.
No, how about end war?
That's not important to them. It's not important to the whoever made this fucking game. And then there's this one part where I said, yeah, I said yes to both of those just to get the game going, to keep it going.
If you say no, you have to start from the beginning.
Wait. The next question was, do you think that women should be oppressed? And it says, there's three choices. Yes, no, and women aren't oppressed nowadays. And I was like, I gotta click this. I gotta click this. I can't like be such a cunt.
If Scott didn't pick it, he would be like that picture
but
of
this
the
is,
kid
by
with
way,
the vein in his head.
Like an anime vein?
Yeah.
By the way, this was Julia with the controller while we were playing this, by the way. And she herself went to women are depressed nowadays.
Living proof that women aren't oppressed.
Yeah. Well, I do oppress her in my own way.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah.
No, but just being a fucking fat piece of shit. oppress physically. I physically oppress.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, regardless, I clicked...
The fun option.
The fun option. And it goes, the robot thinks you're an idiot. It literally said that. Like, but by saying that, they were like, oh, obviously you're fucking stupid if you don't think women are oppressed.
So they think you are stupid?
Yes, they think I'm stupid.
Did it specify at least like white women?
They didn't.
Okay.
There's also a woman, a character you put. Let me not spoil it. Forget it. It's a good game. Actually, you should still play it. Other than those woke parts, like honestly, the game's really good.
I can't play woke video games.
Why not?
It's unacceptable.
Not allowed.
It's not allowed.
What's it called again?
The Red Strings Club.
Dude, they were definitely getting it tampons, especially now that you bring up all the wokeness. It's
written by a guy, a gay guy. Probably a furry.
Probably a furry. I also did watch, this morning I watched the new Rocko's Modern Life short that they came out with. I have mixed feelings about it because it wasn't badly done, but it didn't need to be made.
I'm not sure.
It's similar. I feel that
Fred Schneider in it?
I feel that no, but they do use part of the B-52's like original theme song.
Wait, they didn't even. That was the best part of the show, was the fact that Fred Schneider is Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah, they used that part. They
did. Was that really him? I thought that was like a sound.
No, that's it. They wrote the song. Rocko's Modern Life.
Rocko's Modern Life. I think the only original one that wouldn't be involved was the guitar player, because he died of AIDS in the 80s.
Nigga. Obviously not. He died before the third album came out.
Yeah, that's what I said. But I mean, I guess they could. If
it's not even worth mentioning,
if they used to sample the guitar part or something. Yes.
By the time that show came out, he was in the 6 feet under.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. It's
like, how was it though?
Basically, the premise of it is that a spaceship or some like a rocket crashed into Rocko's house and like shot them into space, and they were up in space for 20 years, and then they came back down and they're like, wow, look, it's so different.
I hate those where it's like, hey, we need to make something that's more relevant to today's society. Why don't we have like a
You had to have them at like what are these cell phones? These phones don't have buttons and stuff.
I hate
that. Was what was missing from the original market.
I know, really. We all were wondering what they thought about apps.
Yeah.
The animation was good. It looks like that they
Heifer.
They drew it like
Heifer,
they used
why
to.
Why are you swiping right on fucking Chinder?
And then like you had like all the Look, these are segues and virtual reality, some shit. Like, to bring you into the time.
So it's like the shitty Beavis and Butthead reboot.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That was bad. Because of that reason, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, because it was the same kind of thing where
we all needed Beavis and Butthead on Chinder.
There was some of the things that made it good were still there, like the animation style was still good.
Well, was it hand-drawn or was it Flash?
I'm pretty sure it was hand-drawn.
Probably Flash, let's be real here.
It looked like it used to.
They're getting very good with Flash these days.
But they also, they even like poke fun at it, the old movie itself. They like, because they're talking about like reboots and how now when they do animation, everything's computers and it's soulless.
So now my post-ironic reboot shit has to have post-ironic references to the fact that it's a reboot in it too.
Okay, and the thing that completely took me out of it. So they come back and then they realize that Fatheads got canceled. That's the cartoon show that Rocko always watched.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was Mr. Fathead. No, Mr. Bighead. Never mind. He was supposed to be
Ed
Jews,
Bighead's,
right?
Ed Bighead's the neighbors.
They were supposed to be Jews, right?
I got that vibe too. Their son is the one who created Fatheads, which is a cartoon that Rocko watches.
Okay.
So when he comes back and realizes 20 years later...
I don't remember that from the show, by
Fatheads
the way.
Isn't on the air anymore. He's like, well, I want to watch more episodes of Fatheads. And then they have to
Does it have to be so postmodern where it's going... Hang on, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Gabe, I'm spelling out what you're saying to me is here. This show that's being rebooted to millennials who are adults now.
It's a short, so they're not going to, I don't think they're going to do another one.
The point is that this episode that's rebooting it to millennials who watched it initially has a character in it who's a older person trying to regain his youth in watching some old cartoon. That's disgusting. That's that sickens me.
Do you know what the funny thing is? Is once after they find Ralph, the son of Ed Bighead, who now is a woman. I'm not making this up. This is where I like checked out.
Oh my god, dude. And then literally, could you all get gassed?
When they finally get him to make Fatheads again so that Rocco can watch another episode of his favorite show.
Then the millennial num-num can get his num-num fucking nostalgia.
The reason they use that is so Ed Bighead's company can like make money again.
I get what you're saying. I'm not judging you for watching it. I'm judging it for being a piece of shit.
They make it mean more for the cartoon, and it's a short film, I guess. You'd call it 45 minutes.
Why do they bother?
Yeah.
So after all that...
It's a TV movie, what you're saying.
Yeah, it was supposed to be on Nickelodeon, but I guess Netflix picked it up after something happened.
Nickelodeon is too busy showing the Boo Ba 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 show now.
Basically.
The Num 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 show.
So after all of that, and Rocco getting what he wanted, which was to get a new episode of his favorite TV show, he hated it because they added in a baby, and it was like, they changed it too much. I don't like this.
So they got ahead of people hating that piece of shit.
Pretty much.
They were like, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put out this piece of shit, right? And we're going to make in the episode.
If you don't like it, you're as dumb as Rocco.
Da 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 da.
But
quack quack.
Basically, the message they use in it is like, everybody else was happy with it. So Rocco's just like, eh. Okay, I guess I'll accept it.
So that's what they expect you to do, by the way. In other words, this is the most... Listen, we're crossing the Omicron.
But you can tell...
We're crossing the fucking Omicron now, because...
You could tell them making it, like, they knew exactly how everybody would feel.
Dude, the irony is too much. It's too much. Honestly, it's too much. I'm done. I'm fucking tapping out. There's too much.
Basically, the only things that make it watchable is the animation's still the same as it was.
Yeah. And probably not, actually.
And they have a lot of callbacks to characters. You're like, I remember that.
I love that Family Guy kind of shit.
It's not Family Guy-esque because it goes with it, but yes, sort of.
It's just references.
Because it's referencing itself. Yeah. So.
That's my thing. But by the way, we're using Always Sunny in Philadelphia
coasters. These ones came with a Christmas special.
They're great. Cool. I like the show too. But at a certain point, actually, I know the exact episode where it jumped the shark.
It's like season 5 or 6, and we're on like 13.
I know. It's like 7, I think. The episode that jumped the shark was the one where they redo the gas scam.
Oh, and it's also called the gang recycles old trash.
I know. That is where the show...
aware.
I'm aware of that too, but that's where the show churns, because it's still a good episode, by the way. I'm not saying it's a shitty episode, but here's the thing, is that after that point, every joke on the show is referencing an older joke on the show. Yeah. At that point forward. And it's literally, they made an episode acknowledging that they're doing it.
So you prefer when a show jumps the shark, they just don't even acknowledge it at all?
No, but I just also think it's shittier afterwards.
Sure.
Yeah. No, I really, the first like 5 or 6 seasons of that show, of Always Sunny, pretty good. I mean, I was about to make the Italian kissing motion, but I don't think... That's a bit much, yeah. So, but here's the thing is that like after that point, though, the show has completely changed. It's like literally in the terms of the initial jump the shark, the show is something different than it was before. And the show is now not about these four characters who are super antisocial and they do wacky shit. It's about four characters who are established as being antisocial and referencing all the shit they did before. Do you know what I'm saying?
Remember the time.
Yeah, basically it's Danny and Danny. Yeah,
never jumped the shark.
No, and Danny's still fucking fresh to this day.
Think of the life American cycle. The
Great American Passport, baby. The toilet.
Think of the life cycle of a TV show, because it's completely different than a movie.
I'm not even talking shit. No, understand.
But TV is interesting.
If we were given a fucking a cable TV show, the three of us, and we were able to make the most transgressive, fucking hilarious thing that we could think of, 4 years down the road, it'd be trite. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Life cycle of a show is that it literally goes until people don't want to watch it anymore, and then it gets canceled.
Or they keep feeding the fucking idiots.
At a certain point, it needs to reinvent itself. Otherwise, it's just fucking old hat, and you're just fucking referencing something that people once liked, and then they're not going to like it anymore.
That's why I stopped watching. And same thing, by the way, have you also noticed, I know you're not a big fan, but and neither are you, actually, but Trailer Park Boys, after the original creator left, it literally just... sunk. Mm. It literally was just like the worst piece of, like the most self-referential, like awful garbage. Like it's literally the one of the worst television shows on the air. It's garbage, dude.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. There's actually more TV shows that have fucking sunk into like either obscurity or to where they're just garbage.
Yeah.
Than there are that like it ended exactly how you wanted it. And you were happy.
Well, that's the problem. It's like
TV Game of show. Thrones is, for instance, is one that just after it goes past the books.
I never. Well, yeah,
it
that's
fucking
true.
Sinks because all the dialogue and character development went out the window. Right.
I can co-sign at least that I like. Obviously, I'm not a fan of Game of Thrones, but I can even the layman like me can go like, oh, obviously, once they outpace the fucking author. Right. It's gonna shit the bed.
Well,
like
basically, what happened with that show is they're like. They talk to the author. He hasn't even finished the book series yet.
He's like, I'm too busy being a
fat piece of
shit. And they're
like, hey, fat piece of shit, because you won't write the books. Why don't you just tell us like basically what happens, and then we'll kind of just make an amalgamation of
like
whatever.
Nah.
No, he told them the key plot points and what's going to happen. So they made their ham-fisted way of how it,
their skeleton
of how it ends up later on.
Skeleton crew.
So, garbage.
It's garbage, dude.
I mean... I thought that from episode one.
Yeah, I saw one. I saw like the
Did you
first...
actually watch an episode?
I watched a full episode and I started to watch a second one to see if like maybe like it got better after the first one. I can't do it.
It's actually
so
a show
bad.
That I would say that you probably need to watch at least a season to get into a real character. You fuck Yuffie, get off the counter.
Get, down. That's my food.
It's back to old times. Guys.
I watched like 8 episodes of it and still didn't get fucking hooked, honestly.
It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
And that's 8 hours down the toilet, by the way. It's
really?
Not like, as I'm watching right now, I'm watching...
What else were you going to be doing?
Well, I'm watching Mad Men now. It's pretty good.
I didn't get into that one.
I gave Sopranos another chance. It's not bad. I get it now.
Yeah. It's more of a comedy than it is a drama, to be honest.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. It's more of a like, look at these idiot guineas. It's like, look at these idiot guineas every week.
People
that's
from New Jersey?
Saying.
Yeah. That's actually, unironically, that really is my appeal to the show, is like looking at trash Jersey people under a microscope. Because like, how would I ever come in contact with them?
Have you guys checked out Mindhunter on Netflix at all?
I know it's about Ed Kemper.
He's a recurring
character
a bunch. But it's fucked up how like likable they make him, considering he's like one of the
most grotesque
serial killers.
Well, no, I mean that was him in real life. He was like everyone in town liked him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Ed Kemper?
Yeah, I've heard of him, yeah.
He was a serial killer.
The child molester.
He wasn't a child molester.
No? He was a necrophile.
He
right?
was the yes, he's a necrophile and he's the co-ed killer.
Right. Oh yeah, he likes girls.
He would kill
he likes
all
20-year-old girls. Yeah,
he would pick
Which,
up
I mean,
like
come on.
Girls off of a college campus, and then he would like kill them, and then like fuck their windpipes of their decapitated head. Like no big deal.
Yeah, nothing
like
weird.
Normal people
nothing
stuff.
Nothing weird.
Mm. But, when I watched the Ted Bundy tapes, I found him to be kind of likable, and I kind of felt sorry for him.
Well, here's the thing: is he's not a sociopath or psychopath. He's a malignant narcissist.
Yeah.
And ergo is charismatic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I'm a narcissist. I'm a horrible piece of shit. But you like me, don't you?
Not as much as Ted Bundy.
Yeah, Ted Bundy's a little bit. I mean, I'd have a beer with him. You know?
Yeah. I'm kidding. I hope I'm not.
I'd date you, but I wouldn't make a full commitment.
Fine. Okay. I watched the Woodstock
documentary.
Yeah, the one by
Martin Scorsese
this weekend.
How was it?
Great. I mean, like, here's the thing: some of the fucking performers, I was like, I could take it or leave it. Like Sean and like, come on, dude. Like, I don't want to listen to Sean. I don't really want to listen to Sean and Also, Joan Baez, get the fuck out of here. But
I want to be a folk singer like Joan Baez.
Yeah, I also. But the footage he got of The Who doing Tommy.
I don't know if I've ever seen the live stuff from them in Woodstock.
We haven't.
Are you going to watch Woodstock? I'll give you the... I actually couldn't find a download of it. I had a stream.
If I think off the top of my head, I remember, like, obviously Jimi Hendrix and, like, Carlos
Santana.
Yeah,
that was like the... Well, the second day Dawn was The Who. Can you imagine watching that? Like, you're fucking peeking on acid. And the sun is coming up and they're listening to you again. the music gazing at you.
Well, the thing that nobody talks about is that whole thing was a shit show because it was like the first music festival. They didn't have bathrooms. They didn't have food. They didn't have water.
They get into that in the movie.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna have to watch that one.
It's really sick.
We watched Vivitch.
You like the Vivitch?
We watched it this morning. What did you think of Vivitch? I liked it.
Yeah. I liked the Vivitch too.
It was definitely really creepy.
Can you re-explain this to me? Because I really don't... What is it?
It's a horror movie, right?
Yeah, about witches.
No, it's horrible. Not about witches. It's about a woman who's accused of being a Vivitch. It's about Vivitches. Yeah.
The whole thing
with
that is...
It's about this woman who's accused of being a Vivitch.
And this is in New England in like the 1600s. So these are like people from England coming over here.
Is William Stoughton the antagonist?
Pretty much.
Our fucking hometown is named after a fucking witch hunter.
A witch burner. A witch burner.
That says so much.
Yeah. There's only one other town in... Where is it? Wisconsin. It's named Stoughton, and it's not even named after that guy.
Really?
We're the only shitty town that's named after that guy.
It's the only guy who burned bitches, burned women. Mm. That's his fucking claim to fame. Is he burned women?
The only thing I was confused about, and we had to look it up, is why these people get like kicked out of like the town they're in or something.
What was it, because of Black Phillip?
In the beginning. Apparently,
no,
we look
a character. He's a goat.
Black Phillip's a goat.
Oh. Yeah.
It's the goat that the like Black creepy Chris? Twins talk to.
Black Chris, Black Phillip,
Black Scott,
Black Phillip.
Oh, I was gonna say the two V's thing. I guess because
there before, used to not be a W.
There used to not be a W.
Yeah,
so
there also wasn't an F.
V.
It was S. Or really? Sorry, there was no S. There was only F. Might be. So it'd be like.
Well, this fucks.
Yeah. So it's like, fuck. Fuck for you. He fuck for her.
I thought it was really well done as far as the, because they speak like old English style
yeah,
in it
no,
too.
That they paid a lot of attention to that. It's a pretty chill movie.
I'll never watch it.
Yeah, okay, fine.
It's on Netflix.
I know, I saw it.
Dude, there's two Vs instead of a W.
Okay.
Isn't
sold.
That sick?
Sold.
Isn't that sick?
Come on. V's. Right.
What's sold it called?
Me.
So you guys see
part of it reminded me of I just want to mention this. Part of it reminded me of that movie we watched, Hexen.
Hexen. Yeah, Come Through the Ages.
Because there's a scene there's a scene where they sacrifice like a baby and then she's like rubbing the blood on herself. Whoever is in the woods, like you don't know right away, but it's apparently the witch, quote unquote. But
I think it means the Vivitch.
Oh, excuse me, it's the Vivitch.
The wicked bitch in the vest.
Especially because a lot of the stuff is
with a Red Bull patch.
A lot of the stuff is like by candlelight. It's kind of got that old,
that is really where the movie shines. The cinematography is really sick because they did everything with natural light.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it is. So, do you guys have several different settings for your dreams?
What do you mean settings?
I wish I did.
Oh, dude, really? What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I have like four or five different places where
my
dreams take place.
Can you control it, though?
No. Yes, I'm fuck. I told you, I do fucking.
I thought you meant like
lucid dreaming.
Do you turn the brightness up and?
No. But I mean, but this is one thing I'm not in charge of is where it takes place.
Okay.
So I have like four or five different places, and you guys don't have this too. It always just happens
in
magic.
It's probably going to happen somewhere where you've been before. Chances
well, no,
are.
I have four or five different permanent life settings
what,
in my dreams.
A lot of my dreams, you'll be somewhere, and then it's like,
what's
it
goth?
Melts. No, it melts into like another place.
Well, I was going to say, all of my dream settings are goth. I have a place.
You've been talking to Marshall too much.
No,
big titty goth bitches.
It has nothing to do with Marshall.
Gothic or
gothic?
Okay,
and dark.
There's a difference.
You know what
okay.
I mean? Like it looks like a fucking.
I thought you meant Hot Topic.
No, yeah. No, it looks like a fucking. It looks like a Tim Burton movie everywhere I'm seeing my dreams.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That sounds like a nightmare.
It is pretty much. But what? No, there's Goth Boston. I have Goth Boston, which is, by the way, I think is a mix of New York too.
Okay.
So basically, it's a Goth city, but I call it Goth Boston in my head. Also, there's Goth Camp Westwoods.
You dream about there?
Yeah, still.
Wow.
It's still a setting in my brain. Yeah, Goth High School.
Okay.
Goth my house. Remember the dream where the weasels were biting me?
No.
You don't? Oh, you weren't there that time. Yeah, sorry, my bad. There's a dream I had with weasels were biting me, and Robert De Niro was telling me, this is what you get for being a Nazi.
Yeah. for having a racist like podcast.
Yeah. Oh, he's like, this is what you get.
He thought we sick the weasels on you.
He thought he did.
He thought we said inappropriate stuff on the Scott said inappropriate stuff on the podcast.
Specifically me, yeah. So, you guys were safe.
So he sicked like weasels and snakes and they were on him?
No, no, it was no snakes.
I thought there was snakes.
No. The weasels were eating the beet though.
Oh no.
Yeah, and I had to save the beet.
Yeah.
From the weasels. But the weasels were biting me and I could feel the bites in the dream.
Oh yeah.
It was fucking insane.
You woke up, you had bites on you?
No, I woke up and I was like, that was fucking weird.
We're not talking about the movie yet.
Yeah. But yeah, so you guys don't have like several settings in your dreams? You guys gotta start taking melatonin, dude.
I don't want to have fucked up dreams like
I
that.
Try,
you don't want to get bitten by weasels?
I don't want to take something that I don't want to take something that doesn't make me fall asleep, and then when I finally do, I have fucked up dreams. Because I took it once, it didn't even make me fall asleep.
Did it have you make you have fucked up dreams, though?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
It does for me.
I don't need any help. I literally just fall asleep wherever I lie or sit.
Simple man, Gabe.
Yeah.
What is the ratio of good dreams to bad dreams for you guys? Because
50-50.
Really?
Yeah.
I think
maybe even 65-45 bad.
I'd say the majority of my dreams are just weird.
True. Like some of them have negative connotations.
Like illogical and also like, fuck, I haven't seen that person in fucking 10 to 15 years and they'll be in it. You know
I have
mean?
A lot of weird dreams about me being humiliated and shit. Like, yeah, it's bad. It's not good, man. I'm plagued.
Have you guys ever had the teeth falling out dream?
No. I've heard of that before. That's a very common dream.
Like, front, like right tooth was losing.
It means you feel you're unprepared for something. That's what it means.
Yeah, or like, a tooth I think it's like.
That too, yeah.
Yeah. But I've only had one or two of those dreams, and apparently that's one of the most common dreams that you can have.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who have that. I would say that all my...
being naked at school.
Oh yeah.
I've never had
Being naked anywhere, I've had.
Well, here's the thing is I like pretty much am wearing what I'm wearing IRL in any dream.
Okay.
So if I'm...
You're not wearing like Elton John like fucking stage clothes or anything? Yeah.
No, normally I'm just wearing like either like shorts or like pajama pants or like something that I'm actually wearing in bed. But... sometimes that does play into my dream because I'll be like somewhere public and be like, I'm wearing fucking pajama pants. Like,
you go to a fancy restaurant, yeah, you're like, I'm in my boxers. They have a hole in the fucking crotch.
You guys ever have like a dream that like you have to take a shit and the only toilet is like in the middle of like a public place where everyone can see you?
I haven't had that one.
I had that semi-recently.
Was it that you had to take a shit?
I had to take a shit in like a public bathroom.
No, I mean in real life, did you have to take a shit? Probably,
no, I don't
right?
think so.
Like, did you wake up and go, oh no?
They all said, I want to see you shit. No, but it was like my dad's side of the family, which I hate like all of them except my grandmother, and they were all in the bathroom. They could all see me shitting and they were all like mocking me and
like,
throwing toilet paper at me.
Look at him. I bet he's going to push now.
He poops. Faggot.
Look, I bet he's going to fucking, he's going to make a grunt noise as the poop comes out.
And then I went to wipe and the toilet paper already had shit all over the roll. So I need to like...
So it was a rolled up toilet paper with shit all over
it. Yes, a roll of toilet paper that was smeared in shit.
That is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, that sounds
That was one
bad.
Of my better dreams. I'd say that all my dreams are bad dreams because like probably like 90% of them are like legitimate bad dreams. And then 10% are like dreams that are good. And then I wake up and I'm like, that wasn't real. Fuck this.
So
I'm
yeah,
living in reality.
They can all be
They're all classified as nightmares.
Do you ever have a dream where you found something that you lost a long time ago and you're so happy and then you wake up and it was fake?
My self-respect.
You've never had that dream?
My virginity.
I can't believe I got it back. Yes.
Can't believe I didn't have to give it to that guy at the truck stop.
In the white shoes.
Who knew my salvation would be behind the dumpster at Kmart?
Oh, hey, Gabe.
Yeah, dreams, dude.
Dreams, I walk.
Yeah. You guys, they have that new Tool album just came out.
I listened to it. It's not that wild.
Good. Yeah, I'm not commenting on the Tool album. I'm commenting on the faggots who are like, oh, by the way, that guy raped a girl like a few years ago.
What?
Yeah, apparently the guy from Maynard Keenan fucking raped a girl.
The singer?
Yeah.
Who cares?
And like I see woke people on fucking line being like, just so you know, you guys are all talking about Tool, and actually he like raped somebody, so you shouldn't be like listening to that. It's bad.
Wow, gay.
No comment.
It's just really gay. I mean, I've heard similar people talk about I'm a fan of Mac DeMarco, and I've heard people talk about him.
Oh, that's too bad.
About him being inappropriate because he, like, he showed his, like, ass or something when he was on stage, and it's like, so who cares?
Who do you know that says that?
Not, I don't know anybody. It's people online.
Oh, you should
give me their address.
You should hunt them down, kill them.
It's not on YouTube. Otherwise, we'd get them. We're going to be like Jay and Silent Bob and go to their house. Are you fucking so-and-so from poopshoot.com?
I have this book at home. What's
that book Jeffrey Epstein had?
Yeah, probably, yeah. No, yeah, Sexual Slavery 101.
There we go.
Yeah, no. It's called Curious Moments, and it's a bunch of old photos from the first half of the 1900s. I pulled it out of the bookshelf for the first time in, like, fucking 6 years the other day, and I was like, hey, Julia, check this book out. I want to show her just one specific photo. And she was like, oh, this is really cool. Can I keep it in the bathroom? And I was like, yeah, no problem. But I was upstairs, and then I came back down, and she goes, hey, I noticed you dog-eared all the pages with tits in them.
Did you really?
I was like fucking 10.
Wow.
That's his OG, like, beat-off material.
Spank bank.
And they weren't even hot photos either. Oh, no, they're shit. All, like, fucking photos that just happened to coincidentally have tits in them.
This is like... This lady just lost her farm in the Dust Bowl.
And she's not wearing a shirt.
It got blown off by the hurricane wind.
pretty much. And she's like, yeah, I noticed. Like, yeah, I noticed he's dog-eared all the pages with tits in him. And I'm like,
happened so long ago, you don't even remember.
I was like, did I? Did I? She wasn't even pissed.
That's something only girls would pick up on.
Wow, I did dog ear every page and tits. Every single one, not missing a beat.
I had an ex that would know when I jerked off because I, like, arranged the pillows a certain way.
I think that says more about you. That's fucked up.
Yeah, well, I want to do the same thing every time you beat off.
Well, I want to lean.
Dude, I come in the trash. just kidding.
I want to lean up. I don't want to.
I'm not.
I want to lean up. I don't want to shoot a load in my face. Think about it.
Come in the trash, dude.
Just come in the trash. Right.
Come in the trash.
All right, I'll try it. I'll get back to you.
Everyone does that.
Yeah, I come in the trash. just let it hang. It's cool. What do you think about that?
just come in the trash.
Just come in the trash. It is trash, is it not? Is it something you need now? Do you need to impregnate somebody with that?
I save it. I have a jar.
Did you come on top of Pinkie Pie every week?
Pinkie Pie?
Bye, little Bonnie.
I'm a brony, bro.
There was that guy who put, like, Jesus in a jar, and then he came on Jesus every time. Do you remember that?
No.
Fucking filth.
No wonder.
Yeah. You just come in the trash. We'll stick a piss.
Not bad.
Stick a piss.
Let's all sit down.
Let's all sit down next. All in each other's laps, and I'll piss between your legs, and you'll piss between Gabe's legs.
Then we can wipe off with shit covered toilet paper.
Hell yeah, dude. All right. Oh, Jesus. No, At least it's your mic.
It's about you, V.
Oh, what? Is it about farting?
No. So I walked in the bathroom the other day because I was grabbing something from the sink, probably my comb or something. Mm-hmm. It's not important. And Yuffie was using the litter.
Just want you to know I groom myself.
Yeah. just to clarify. And Yuffie was using the litter box. And
I'm pooping.
It was right after he poops. And this is when normal cats would cover their shit.
Oh, he doesn't cover.
He doesn't. He does not cover.
Everything, the walls.
The turd. He scratched the wall. Mm-hmm. He scratched the toilet because his litter box is next to the toilet. And I'm just looking at you, feeling, dude, you're a fucking idiot.
He also invisibly covers up his dinner after every time he eats too.
What do you mean covers it up?
Like he goes like,
oh yeah, he does do that sometimes. Next,
not every time, obviously, but like he'll go like around his bowl.
Oh, well, the other day we were sitting...
Even though there's nothing to cover.
We were standing in the kitchen and he started pushing his bowl, like, to push everything over.
Yeah.
And we had to stop him
from
doing it.
He's a gaylord. Dude.
He is weird.
He's the stupidest cat that ever lived.
He does he does the thing where he'll make a turd and it will be, like, standing straight up in the litter box.
He lowered it out of him.
This... cat is so fucking dumb. You have to go in there and cover the shit for him because yes. he doesn't do it.
Yes. Thank God I took the one who covered, by the way. I took the one who covered when he moved out.
I go in there and take a leak and it fucking stinks like shit because he didn't cover it. And then I have to take the fucking scooper and cover his shit.
Here's the thing. It's like, you guys have that problem, but at the same time, now I have the fattest piece of shit cat ever in my house who cries at 5 a.m. because he hasn't been fed yet.
He's a very vocal cat too, though.
They both are. Mm. They're both very vocal. Because I have a lot to say.
Because I'll come in and be like, what? And he's like,
meow. If you address them, both of them will just be like, if you say Spencer or Yuffie, like they're just like, meow, like back at you.
We were watching the creepy witch movie and it would be like, it would be like the ominous part or whatever. It literally said that because I have the closed captioning. Well, he does like human-like meows where it sounds like he's like, hello, hello. Like, you know what I mean? Like they're very.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It sounds like he's saying hello and it's really creepy. If Don's not here.
It isn't creepy. It's just gay.
If Don's not here, he runs up the stairs and then he like starts doing it at the top of the stairs.
He's like,
and
I'm Dad, like, where are you?
You fucking creep. Stop. It's so weird. That's all.
I love our tigers. Spencer's been a fucking prick lately because I have him on a diet.
He's like, fuck you. I need more cups of food.
No, I give him less than a cup a day now. And like he needs it because his back hurts.
What?
That's why he licks his back. Because it hurts.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm.
It hurts because he's fat.
He's fat. Yes. That's why we were fucking giving him a tie. He's a fat fucking piece of crap.
That is the fattest shit I've ever heard.
He's so fat his back hurts.
Could you imagine?
The first time a vet saw a cat with back problems.
Could you imagine if you were, imagine being human
you
and you're so fat you rubbed your back raw.
All the time.
Because your back hurt from carrying around your
all your weight,
fucking
all
gut.
Your mass.
And no, it's because he's got that hangy fucking furry gut.
Hanging
salad. I know. So as a result, we've been giving him like less than a cup of food a day. Like I give him like maybe 2/3 of a cup of food a day. And he eats it by 11 a.m. Oh. Like a fat fucking piece of shit. And then so all night he's in our room climbing on top of us being like, ew, ew, ew. Can we please, please, Diddy, please give me food.
When I first moved in, I feel like Don would feed him like because Don's up pretty late and he would feed him and then he would make sure to eat all his food real quick.
And then
quick
trick you.
Yeah. For when it's 6 a.m. and I'm up for work.
He's not fat though. It's fine.
No. Well, I fucking caught on pretty quick. He thinks he's fucking slick. He thinks he's slick. He's like, well, if I meow and my bowl's empty, Gabe will just fill it for me because he's a dumb Portie.
That is what he's thinking, by the way. I taught him very well.
Motherfucker. I see you over there, you fucking beached whale.
He is a fucking... We used to call it whaling when he lay on his side.
That's what he's it looks
whaling.
Like.
All right. This is enough
yeah.
cat. All right,
talk. Yeah. Last episode, you revealed me as a cat faggot.
Well,
just so you
know. I had to let everybody know that I wasn't lying.
Yeah, well, all right. Have you guys... here, we're going to go to another... remember, like, every once in a while, I bring you a deep dive subreddit?
Sure.
That are like full of cringe-worthy people.
Yeah.
The only deep dive Talpas. Subreddit I get is I get your imager when fucking Louis C.K. is getting fucked in the ass.
I told Gabe years ago, I was like, every time I see this pic, I'm going to send it to you. And it's a picture of
he hasn't
Louis
let me down.
C.K. yelling out of the window, and then they cut the... Here, I'll just show you the picture.
His front half is out the window.
Out the window, and the second half is gay porn. But you don't see any
clever
potatoes.
Editing.
Yeah.
It's a black guy fucking his white ass.
Hang on. Oh.
Anytime I get a link from, it's Imgur?
It's Imgur, yeah.
Yeah, anytime I get a link from Imgur, it's always Lucy Gay getting butt fucked.
All right, that was not what I was trying to talk about, though.
But
this week, I found a new incel subreddit
called
R Just Be White.
Okay. Explain this to me.
Indian and Asian incels only is to the people posting on there complaining about how even
women don't like them. They like white people.
Yes, they like white guys. Yeah.
Huh.
Which is, obviously.
I mean, there's something behind that.
Yeah. And so they call themselves curry cells.
That's great.
I know.
At least you're self-aware.
And rice cells. Dude, it's so fucking funny. And so they post pictures of ethots that are Indian girls who are hugging up on white guys and shit. And they look, we're never gonna get anything. we're never gonna get laid.
They just want to upgrade. Let the girls be.
Yeah, why don't you stay in your own fucking country then? How about Cardi Cell?
If she wanted to stay with Indian guys, she could just go stay.
Well,
in
no,
India.
The whole premise though is that you can be an ugly piece of shit white guy, and if you try to date an Indian girl, she'll just be like, "Oh, you're white." Yes. You know what I mean?
Would you want to suck an Indian penis?
No, I don't know if I want to suck Indian titties either. Though that said.
That's true. All right. I didn't see that one coming. I can't dispute this.
I'm already subverting Goyim myself. Shixes. But, yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, it's like a whole delicate fucking balance where in the world we live here. Is it not?
Here in America?
Yeah. Well,
what's the delicate balance?
Do you think there's a bunch of white guys stealing all the pussy in India?
Oh,
absolutely.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I had a friend that went to Amsterdam, and you know, if you always hear about the red light district and all that mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. And she said that it was disgusting because all it was lots of long lines of Indian men.
Of course. Baby girls. They want to see some baby girls.
All waiting outside to the different prostitute places.
Please, baby girl.
She said it was disgusting. It sounds it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many of them. There's so many unwed Indian men.
I mean, you probably have to give it to them because at least they're not raping. I know rape.
Sure,
a big
they're paying.
Thing
they're paying
India.
Fair and square.
Yeah.
They spent their fucking call center money.
I work for Verizon.
My name is Edgar.
I am working for Verizon. And I want to have sex with the baby girls.
Well, this is the very best Comcast deal.
We have a Grand Slam.
Triple play.
Triple play. Yeah, that's what it was. That's my bad.
I is in
Grand Slam. Grand
Scott,
Slam
Scott,
breakfast.
Scott. I is in India.
I is
always.
That's a good one. We were trying to fix your fucking Xbox Live in 2004.
We were on the phone with Winston. Shout out Winston.
You still remember his name?
Of course.
Eddie.
My name is Winston.
And he was spelling out the code I had to put in the security code. I was in India, and me and Scott lost it. We had it on speakerphone.
I as in India. I mean, what else does I stand for, dude? In his life.
Well, in the army alphabet that they fucking use, I is India, but it was hilarious that
he's like, no, I'm totally in North Carolina.
I am your technical support.
I've never tried it, but I've always heard that if you don't want to speak to someone outside of the country, you press 2 for Spanish and then you start speaking English because chances are the
Spanish person speaks English.
Exactly, because they handle the overflow calls for English.
Right. So that's genius.
Chances are because Spanish
you
speakers.
You know that's a Puerto Rican who speaks English perfectly.
Or a Mexican. Chances are Spanish speaking Indians is super duper rare.
No, it's not happening.
So
it's not happening.
That's a cheat code for y'all.
Yeah.
I've never tried it, though.
All you baby girls out there. All right, let's hop.
Let's Harold Hopper into
this.
Let's do it. All right, so what do we watch?
Did you watch?
Unfortunately, we watched Butterfly Effect per my choice.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it?
I didn't watch it.
Why didn't you watch it?
I didn't want to.
Come on, Scott.
I turned on the DVD and just closed my eyes, so I didn't watch it either.
Really? I heard you midway. You know,
well,
I'm sure it was on. I came to get water in the middle of the night, and I heard him at a part that would
and
be
you're
like
nice.
Heard me screaming.
it was a point midway through the movie, and I was like, "Holy shit!" I was like,
"Gon's
actually
he was
like
knocked, dude."
Well, I thought he was watching it. But this was a
I'm
movie.
I'm not going to sit here and shit on it.
This was a movie.
Well, we should, but I also, I'll sit here and talk about it with you, but I also didn't watch it.
Okay, fair enough. Well, at least you're going to be honest. That's fine.
I actually did watch it. I was doing it for the bit. I really did watch it.
So this was a movie that I really liked when I was like 13 years old or wherever. And it came out. And I wanted to bring it up on the podcast because I wanted to see that if my taste was bad, which clearly it was.
So you have Rugrats? Do you have Rugrats, dude?
What do you mean?
Regrets. Rugrats. You have regrets. You have Rugrats, dude?
Yes and no. Because I felt like...
I'm sure it's better than what I'm thinking. What it's worth.
Definitely it's, better than what you're
not.
Thinking.
No, it's not.
It's
no?
better than what he's thinking.
No?
What is he thinking? What movie?
Poo-poo.
Well, he's thinking no better than poo-poo.
The way that... Okay, say the way you described it, because you talked about it to me, and you had never seen it, but this is how you brought it up.
Okay, fine. I consider it... They put Ashton Kutcher in it for teen appeal.
He was at the time starring in That 70s Show.
Right. And they basically were like, oh, let's make like a, you know, like a thriller action slash horror movie. But like all the kids can check it out. You know what I mean?
Do you like know what the premise is though? Because
I know what it is.
It's actually rated R, so all the kids can't check
it out. I was mistaken. Now, I recently looked. When I decided not to watch the movie... I went through the Wikipedia page.
I got a DVD right here. I'll send you home with it.
No, I'm good.
It's not mine. It's charity's. She God bless her
soul. God bless her soul. But no, I when I decided not to watch the movie, I went and looked at the Wikipedia. I'm like, at least I'm going to look at the Wikipedia page.
So you read through the plot notes?
Yeah, I know what happens. But I you're right. It wasn't a PG-13 movie as I thought. I thought the point of the movie was to get that 70s show audience, teens, to get into the theater and go see this movie, even though it's just some freshman director / writing team.
No, and if it was like, you're right, if it was a cash grab, PG-13 would be the way to go.
Yeah, like all those fucking like Unfriended and shit. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
no, you can tell the person who wrote this script thought they were.
He thought it was good.
He thought it was deep.
Yeah.
The way I described it.
You have full, because I don't have anything to say once the movie really gets talking about it. But he was trying his ass off to be the guy from Donnie Darko.
Richard Kelly.
He was dying to be that.
I can see where you're going with that.
And I don't like that movie.
The way I described this to Don,
I know.
Because I literally asked Don's permission before I picked it.
Fuck you.
That's how this works.
No, I'm kidding. I didn't watch it.
Well, I felt bad because I kind of swayed his opinion for Easy Rider. I kind of got the idea in his head. So I felt like I kind of stole a pick.
I got you.
So I was like, hey, I was thinking about doing this.
We're doing a John Woo movie next, by the way.
Cool. I'm into it. So I basically, let me establish how I came to this movie choice.
Yeah, yeah. Please.
This was a movie I liked when I was 13, and I watched it numerous times.
I get liking this when you're 13, by the way.
At the time.
100%.
Because you're like, whoa, it's so deep.
Dude, there's something beyond a base level, you know, narrative.
Right.
Whoa.
And I was like, let's see how that holds up.
Yeah, I got you.
Especially because now I look at movies more critically than I ever have.
I would hope.
Especially after this podcast. Because it used to be, me watching a movie would just be, did I like it or did I not like it? Did it entertain me?
Well,
that would
still
be
what it should be to a certain degree.
Oh, no, definitely.
Yeah.
And looking at the movie more critically, I don't hold it as highly at all.
I don't. Yeah, you couldn't.
Because in my head, I built this up to be like a Memento or something like that.
Memento,
like
it is
Memento
not.
Either.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's watchable. No.
It's a little gimmicky.
Yeah.
But it works well.
There's another movie that has one of my favorites in it, Adrian Brody. He was in a movie called The Jacket. That has a similar feel to this.
Yeah. I remember actually when The Jacket came out, they compared it to this. Is that fair to say, Kate? The Jacket came out and it's like 2006's version of The Butterfly Effect or something like that.
I didn't know because she bought this DVD in like the $5 bin at Walmart or whatever.
That's where it belongs.
And that DVD.
Hand it over.
This is the Butterfly Effect collection. There is a second one.
I've actually heard there's three. There's Dude, there's three.
It's directed to DVD.
There's three, and it's all written and directed by the same guy.
Of course.
Had I watched it and had the same thoughts of a 13-year-old Gabe, I might have wanted to watch the sequel.
You know, the sequel was a direct-to-video fucking...
Yeah, garbage. Yeah,
it was direct-to-DVD, even worse than direct-to-video. So I think direct-to-video is like a prestige as compared to direct-to-DVD.
If it was on VHS, you'd respect it more.
Yes, yes.
Let me go through the plot a little bit.
Sorry, I'm stalling you.
Butterfly Effect, circa 2000.
So it's chaos theory, by the way. This is a concept that is in mathematics. The idea that one thing, maybe years later, will result in some sort of effect. You know what I'm saying? That's the concept. This movie premises around.
Well, the butterfly effect is the thing where it's like a butterfly's flying on the other side of the world,
and then there's the hurricane.
Yes.
But you can extrapolate it to all kinds of different things. Basically, it's a concept as chaos theory. Basically,
yeah. Right away, title cool.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Sure. Yeah. Cool. When I think of cool, I think of butterflies, doggy.
Yeah.
Actually, that kind of reminds. When I had my communion, you have to have this thing that you wear. I forgot what it is. It's like
tallis.
It's not
ball gag.
It's
butt plug.
It's like the thing that priest wears. I forgot what that's called.
Tallis.
Ball gag.
It's the ball gag. By the way, yeah. No, it's the thing where it's like a. It looks like the what the kikes wear. It's like the tallis. It's called the tallis.
Like,
yeah.
It looks kind of like a poncho, to be honest. And I remember from my communion, my mom made me mine. You know those iron-on like patches?
Yes.
She had a Red Bull patch.
She
had a butterfly one, and I thought it was cool, and I had her put it on mine. That because the communion's like when you're in the first grade, and I was like, oh, butterflies are cool.
All right, confirmed homosexual.
Yes, definitely. I wanted to add that tidbit to the butterflies are cool because it randomly reminded me of that.
Thank you for outing yourself as gay.
Yes.
Move on.
So, Ashton Kutcher stars in this 2004 film, Butterfly Effect, where basically a kid suffers from blackouts and figures out.
And he's actually killed his family.
Shut the fuck up.
This is why you like.
We'll talk
so
about
much.
It another time. A kid suffers from blackouts and he figures out that he can go back to his past memories from reading journal entries.
Yep.
But it's not established until later on in the movie. Not later, but I never noticed how fast it gets into it because his childhood is completely like...
It's a tight 90.
Yeah. His childhood is completely like glanced over and then it just starts fucking going. But
did you feel that way? I feel like there's quite a bit of the childhood like shit.
Was it belabored?
It was bad.
In your opinion?
It kind of reminded
me
of like...
Those are the worst parts.
Because it's the worst acting. Not that the acting anywhere... This is one of the worst acted movies I've ever seen. Ever.
Even
okay, well, not like fucking like Blood Feast bad, but like a major motion picture release.
Where it's supposed to be taken completely seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so fucking bad.
But Ashton sucks too?
Yes, he's honestly he's probably the least egregious, but he's still bad.
I think the best actor in the movie is the girl as an adult.
Oh, she's terrible.
The love interest.
Oh, God.
When she runs away.
Set the scene for me, please.
Okay, but there's a timeline where he goes back and he.
Wait,
like,
there's multiple timelines in the song.
Yeah, you get to see different.
let's let Gabe do the plot before we talk about the worst.
Okay, well,
that Gabe describe basic over.
I was just gonna say that the kid parts remind me of the fucking It 90s fucking miniseries.
I'm definitely seeing that.
Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad.
Yep.
I definitely see that.
The only person in that movie shouldn't be gassed is Tim Curry.
Agreed. Yeah.
That's the most egregious acting is definitely all the kids' parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially the bully.
The bully is the worst.
Actually, the worst actress in the movie is Ashton Kutcher's character. Evan is the character's name. BR.
Hey, listen here, fuckbag.
No, his.
Oh.
Anytime it goes
you're
back
hurting
to,
me, Gabe. You're
any,
hurting me.
Anytime it goes back to him and
fuck
he's like,
bag.
He's got his mind of like a full grown adult and then he's in the child's body.
Yeah, he makes the kids say things to like alter the future.
Oh, I hate
hey,
that.
Fuck
I
bag.
Hate
it's always
that.
Fuck bag.
I'll straight up castrate you.
There's a part where, hold on.
That makes me sick.
Oh, it's bad. Really?
I'm so glad I didn't watch this movie, by the way. This is like Pleasantville. You're like in the, this is like Pleasantville, bizarro Pleasantville.
You're like in the Marshall seat now. Because you just get to like imagine how bad this is without actually having to sit through it.
Okay. I love it. I love it.
There's a part where he goes back and when he was a kid, his friends, the love interest, his dad was like a fucking pedophile and would like make like naughty movies.
Played
with
by
the kids.
Eric Stoltz.
And he goes back to a memory.
Prank caller, prank caller. We're not making more nudie movies.
He goes back to a memory where they're making like a naughty movie and they're playing like Peter Pan. And
this is bothering me.
He basically. Well,
is it creepy?
I thought Don would like it.
No,
it's probably contrived though.
No, he had to like fucking like watch her shit first or something. You gotta do something interesting if you're gonna do child rape.
True. Okay.
No, you have to actually break like social norms. This seems like a pretty tame like attempt at being transgressive. Is that fair to say?
It just feels out of place.
Let me just say this one
thing. Okay, go ahead.
It's like, well, maybe our idea isn't that strong, so maybe we'll throw some fucked up shit in it too.
Kid rape?
Yeah, that'll get him.
That'll put asses in seats,
that'll
man.
Get him. I could be like Todd Solondz. All right, go on.
So he goes back into this memory because he's thinking that like, well,
right. She could fix this.
She wouldn't have grown so fucked up if her dad wasn't such a fucking pedo.
Sorry.
He goes on this like whole like monologue, and he says, "Listen close, fuckbag." And you can see young Evan reading the cue cards during the monologue for what he's supposed to say.
Oh yeah.
And that's
doy.
That's one
doy,
of the worst.
You're a fuckbag.
That's one of the worst acted, and also like clearly he's reading the cue cards parts in the whole entire movie.
Well, probably this is the only time he's a young actor. They probably were like, "Well, we're not going to say the word fuck around him until this one scene where he has to read it."
But fuck,
he was actually saying "duck me," and they dumped him.
But I'm gonna have a heart attack, and you're gonna have to take me to the hospital because I'm so angry at what you're saying to me. Stop. Stop, Don. Stop.
Couldn't help it. But why fuckbag? Why wouldn't they say motherfucker or anything that normal people
say? Because it's not scatological. It's not like sexual. A fuckbag is just like, oh, you're saying a bad word. And also, you know, you're scolding someone. You know what I mean?
But it's used so much throughout the movie.
It is.
It's like,
they the title of the movie should have been fuckbag.
No, I think, I can't say because I didn't watch it, but I feel like they were like, oh, this is something I can comfortably have a child say without me thinking I'm doing something wrong by having them learn.
Yeah, when
the
he
word.
Says it, you don't really feel like, oh, like that's out of place. Which
yeah,
is, which
it's
is,
just like, it seems childish.
It does, yeah.
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 Like I said, the movie starts out with him as a kid and it kind of builds a little story, but I don't remember it happening so fast. Because I remember,
I felt like it dragged.
I remember the scenes where he goes back to where it like fills in the blanks that it shows you in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't happen chronologically; it skips around. So you'll be shown a tidbit, and then they'll come back to it, and they'll show you what really happened.
Yeah,
a lot of it is with him jumping around with timelines.
So it's trying to be Primer.
This is
like LB Primer.
Before it's, Primer.
I think it is too. And, yeah.
Primer is LB Primer, because that movie's LB.
Thank you.
Basically, what he's trying to do is he's trying to make sure that like everybody doesn't have like a really fucked up life.
Mostly just seem concerned with like that girl and getting and them being together, but like...
Ew, by the way. Way to fucking diminish all goodwill I would have for in terms of like a time travel movie. It's all selfish.
Oh, it's... Yeah, exactly.
This
yeah.
is completely selfish.
Yeah.
One of the things that
I noticed,
that's like a complete cliche, is that it has him growing up as a kid and he's drawing like fucked up shit. And the teacher's like...
Oh, did he draw big dicks like a fucking...
No, he drew him like with a knife like over a bunch of dead bodies.
What do you
want to
be when
stabbed?
You grow up? And it's him with a fucking like hockey mask on and a knife in his
to
hand.
To make it even...
Do you see my face right now?
To I make do. It...
You see how
don't,
over
it don't ever
I am?
Make me make this face again.
To make it even better, it holds no bearing on the plot like whatsoever. That never really comes back.
Yeah, and that's retarded.
To show anything.
That's fucked.
It's just there to be cliche.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there to be like, hey, you know this trope?
See what we did?
No,
check
really,
it out.
It never,
check it out.
It
we
never,
did it.
It never really comes back. There's a point where they go back to that part
Yeah.
But they didn't have...
And they don't even, like, go in further where they... You might glean something further.
It was pretty much to be like, ugh, hey,
I hate this movie!
Hey, this kid's head is fucked up. Like, he had a fucked up childhood.
Check out how edgy this fucking character is, doggy.
And that kid, too, the actor throughout, he's definitely older than 7 because he's only supposed to be 7 in the movie.
He's like 12.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
When we couldn't afford any more actors.
When he's 13,
he could be our 7-year-old and a 12-year-old.
When he's 13, quote unquote,
Jesus Christ.
He's definitely like 15 to 16.
Yeah.
Which happens in a lot of movies because we have like the fucking 30-year-olds playing like teenagers.
Well,
but...
yeah, but fucking Ferris Bueller was like 28. Let's be real here. That worked. That worked, though. That worked. That's a good movie.
Everyone in Greece was like 40.
Yeah. Wow. 30, but yeah.
What about that? The bully of the film is like this little fucking bitty kid, and he lets them push him around.
So miscast and such a horrible actor. It's not even like he won them over with his actor and his stature. It was like
we'll do like a Todd Solondz thing where the kid is younger than you'd expect.
That's not what
there's a part in the movie where like these kids are bullying them at the movies, and then this kid like freaks out and he's a little fucking pipsqueak and he like beats up this like pretty much
security
grown
guard.
Adult.
Yeah.
I literally hate this movie so I'm so glad I watched this fucking piece of shit.
I'm gonna quote Charity on this one. She said the way because we were watching it, and she said very early 2000s. I feel like I'm watching Scream but less entertaining.
Well, Scream is self-aware. That's the difference.
No,
Scream.
She was saying
what it is. It's trying to parody all the other.
It definitely feels very early 2000s.
But
no
sure,
question.
I'm not just debating that, but I'm saying give Scream some credit.
Fuck that movie.
Do you know when you usually say it's like of that time, but you're like it's endearing?
Yeah.
It's of that time, but all the worst quality.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything it's bad like, that was going on at the time, it does.
Oh. There's another part, too, in the movie where he's, when he's in college later, and then he's, like, on a date, and he brings his date back to, like, fuck her in his dorm room, and she's like, why don't you read me something from your journal? Who the fuck would ever do that?
Yeah, that's weird.
I hate women. I don't want to hear what they have to fucking say.
Wait. She was hearing his journal.
No, we're inversing our roles here.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah. Why would you
ever
go on a date?
Why would I want to fucking know what she has to say about things? I want to fucking come inside you.
In the trash.
In the trash. Trash. Everyone come inside your trash.
The trash that is your pussy.
Yes.
Well, let's go over all the different timelines and the way things pan out. All
right, I'm very interested in this.
This is
by
so
the way.
Bad because it's like. It's
as,
like
as shitty as I'm talking about it. I think it honestly gets better as the more you watch, but then it completely dives off at the end too.
What are you talking about?
Because at least it's interesting with the different timelines.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
So in every timeline, this girl becomes a fucking stereotype and a trope. She becomes like...
Is she a
she's
manic
like,
pixie dream girl?
No.
No. In like the...
That's before that trope even existed.
Yeah. All right, go on.
So basically, like in the original timeline, it's like they just get separated. He moves away and he doesn't see this girl
so
again.
He's like... I want to be with her. I want to change time so I get to be with my girlfriend.
It's like if Eric Stoltz didn't fucking film us in our underwear in the basement, things would have turned out different.
Ew.
Yeah, it's weird. So when he...
Ew, no, you're fucking bothering me.
When he goes back
this.
To his hometown...
Bothered me.
When he goes back to his hometown, she never moved away and she's like a waitress at a shitty diner.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you just go there and date her? You're Ashton Kutcher.
Well, not in the movie.
He's Evan.
He's a dog. I could never be with her.
I could never be with Gwen Hare.
I want to see a remake.
I do, too. No, but honestly, though, like, he is Ashton Kutcher, so why couldn't he just drive to that town and just be like, hey, remember me?
No, he's in college now. It's completely different.
As I said before, totally miscast. He's like this awkward, socially awkward guy who, like, very unsure of himself.
Why would a fucking male model?
Because they miscast this role with a male model actor.
They should have had Jesse Eisenberg in this role. That
might
have worked.
He probably could have played the 8-year-old at the time, but
but you know what I mean, though. Maybe Adam Goldberg then.
Why are you casting all these Jews into my movies?
I need to be with my tribe.
So anyway, so he goes back, and the first timeline is that, she never left the town. She's working as a waitress, presumably has a fairly shitty life. And then he, like...
She gets fucked by a fat guy who beats her.
probably. So he's talking with her. He's walking her home from the diner where she works. And he's like, oh, like, remember the time your dad, like, what happened in the basement that time with your dad? And she's like, no.
Because he's trying to fill in memories because from his blackouts, he doesn't know everything that's happened.
Yeah.
Very deep. Go on.
And so she gets all offended and, like, this is one of the worst scenes. And what really, like, drove home that she's a terrible actress when she's, like, yelling at him. She's like, you don't know what you're talking about. And she runs away, and it looked like Brad Trout running. Her, like, legs were kicking back, and it's, like, this really embarrassing wide shot. It's so I've fucking cringy.
I didn't think she was as bad as you're saying. She was terrible. I think she was good in the movie, because of the range that she could play.
Who is it, by the way?
It's all bad.
Who is it?
It's all bad.
What's the actress?
I don't even know.
She's really only in this, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. So maybe Dawn's a little bit more on the ball than me.
I align with the rest of Hollywood who never fucking cast her again.
Well, they were like, can you bring in children for us to fuck?
And she was like, no.
She gets all offended, runs away, and then she kills herself.
Ew.
Yeah.
What a shitty fucking...
She kills herself because he brought up, like, her being molested, basically, when she was a child.
Oh my God, wouldn't you have killed yourself while you're being molested and not later?
I'd probably just be a waitress.
Actually, in IRL, honestly, people who are molested end up waitresses. They don't kill themselves one way or the other.
They're broken people.
Yeah.
From the whole girl going, hey, show me your journals, he figures out he can go back and affect the timeline now.
Yeah, just by reading his journal. It's all
just by reading his journals, he can basically go back to his memory and go back to it. It's the most interesting part of the movie.
Interesting.
I'll refrain.
That's the most interesting part of the movie.
I refrain from speaking.
It's the only thing that the movie has going for it.
And it has nothing going for it.
The way I described it to Dawn is the idea is much better than it was ever executed.
Okay, the idea, while not good, is better than the execution, but that's not saying a lot. It's fucking horrible. And it's also really watered down. It's like, I've seen movies with similar concepts that are so much better than this. They do it so much better than this.
The next timeline is basically, he's like, okay, well, I don't want her to kill herself, so let's figure this out.
Well, that's pretty fucking easy. Go on.
What does he actually do the second time to change?
Jacks off first.
Yeah. That worked out.
That came with the trash.
That might be the one where he goes back and he has his monologue to his the dad where he's like,
oh, that's the fuck bag one.
Hey, fuck bag.
Don't touch her ever again.
Don't touch her ever again. And he's like, why don't you fucking pay attention to your son? Because he ends up really fucked up. Like, you gotta discipline your son.
So the resulting timeline is that they're both fucking, like, douchey, like, a college edge, preps, like,
fraternity. Fraternity, sorority,
faggots.
Like, yeah, together. But sorry, charity.
But they've been together.
You should be sorry.
but they've been together, like, since they were kids. They've, like, always been together. It shows them, like, pretty much going to prom together.
Yeah, they're high school sweethearts, all that jazz.
They're going to be together forever.
But, so they're trying to console you as the viewer.
Do you also like the implication that the original Evan is a better fuck, a better lay than the version who was the frat boy? Because when he fucks her, she's like, oh, where'd you learn all those new tricks? It's so fucking bad.
It's really bad too because they fuck and then she's like, oh, that was so good. And then she's still got the covers over and everything.
One of the next lines is like, she's like, where'd you learn all these new tricks? And he goes, but was that weird? She goes, if you call multiple orgasms weird.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yes.
It's so cheese.
Oh
so
my
cheese.
God. Scott looks like
so
death
I
incarnate.
I know what you're thinking, Scott.
You line me up against a brick wall.
Scott, I know what you're thinking.
What?
Happily ever after.
Happily ever after, right?
Sure.
No, the dad was too hard on Tommy. He ended up really fucked up.
Stop where you are. Line me up against a brick wall and fucking shoot me. Four other people and one of you has an unloaded rifle. Shoot me, please. I'm done. I'm past.
Can
this
we film movie. It and put it on Patreon?
Yes.
Okay, done.
All right.
Also, I'll be in blackface.
So, Tommy's really fucked up, and he's locked up in jail, and he gets out.
It's so fucked up, man.
And he's ready to kill this dude because he's really nice to his sister, and they've been high school sweethearts, so he better kill him.
Yeah, clearly he's just out for sex. He's been dating her since they were, like, 11.
And in this alternate timeline,
I really wish there was a gun for me to put in my mouth right now.
In this alternate timeline, Evan being worried that Tommy is going to kill him, Evan ends up killing Tommy.
Yeah.
Because he defends himself in rage.
Yeah. Whoa.
And he ends up in prison.
Yep.
Which is also one of the probably the darker parts of the movie.
When he almost sucks the guy's dick.
Mm.
Not even joking, that happens.
Wow, they're almost like checking off boxes of edgy shit that they could have put in a movie.
Yes, sir.
Wow, fuck this movie. Like, really? Honestly, fuck this
movie. But wait till you hear, if you think...
if you think that's bad.
If you think him becoming a college frat boy is a little too much for you.
Was that a big thing, by the way, at the time? I think...
This is after American Pie, so it's a huge thing.
Oh, okay. No. I'm hip with that. So, they were like, okay, what's hard? They're like, people are joining our fraternities. Let's make him like one of those frat bros then.
Yeah. So if seeing this female character turn out as like a fucking sorority bitch, like it doesn't do.
She got turned out.
If that's not the right stock cliche for you, in the next timeline, she's like a fucking crackhead with like a fucking like scar across her face.
She's a heroin addict prostitute.
Yes.
But what does he do to do that?
I don't even fucking remember.
I don't know. It's tropes, Gabriel. It's tropes.
I think what happens is like the bully attacks them. He hits the girl across the face with like a piece of like metal or something. Is that the one where the fat kid murders the bully?
That might be. So there's
so bad
because of all the different timelines. Either so one way or another, one of his friends from his childhood ends up in a really fucked up situation later down in life, and he's trying to even it out to make sure that everybody has a better life.
But mostly
Jesus
himself.
Jesus Christ.
Not really. There's an alternate timeline where when they were kids, they blew up somebody's mailbox. And they ended up...
Oh, so that's a sticking point too, by the way. Wait. What a fucking...
It killed a mother and her baby.
Yeah.
I hate this movie. Literally... What the fuck, Gabe?
What?
What the fuck?
I liked it then. You can understand why, right?
Yes, but what the fuck now?
Fuck you, John.
What the fuck now, though?
I haven't
it's
seen it.
It's literally a fucking trope fest.
Yeah, I haven't seen it since I was like 13.
I know, but still. By the way, you brought this up a few months ago, and I was like, no. And I was like, nah.
Well, Don was in a good mood because we had been recently watching more good films, so yeah. I didn't want to put him off.
Yeah, we have been like just celebrating the classics lately.
Yes,
for what it's worth.
So I had to take it down to the deep.
Yeah. I mean, this is like evoking like a Halloween 2018 level of hatred from me.
Really?
Not quite.
Nothing
it's not.
Nothing will ever meet.
It's
that
not
level.
Shitting on the what, legacy what, of a good film. It's just a shit film
what's
in
it
of
now?
Itself.
Jesus, cool.
I will say this is a good app.
I knew at least that we would have something to talk about.
I think it's even funnier that I didn't see it.
Because you're, yeah.
I'm a bystander of this shit.
Did you because notice? You're getting all this distilled right now.
Yeah.
This was spread out over an hour and a half. This
yeah,
fucking,
which I would not watch.
Yeah.
Did you notice that in the alternate timeline where Tommy's like a bad guy and he's getting out of jail to kill Evan pretty much, that he has a Brooklyn accent? For no reason.
No,
like,
I didn't.
Hey there.
What are you trying to fuck my sister or something? This is literally something he says in the movie. He's like, she must be a pretty good lay if I do say for myself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. And he goes, what? That's me being nice.
Oh. It's bad. It's really bad.
Yes.
Warn anyone who is considering watching this piece of shit.
What was the last one? The last, like, outcome for that girl? I don't remember.
The worst alternate outcome for our main character. Tommy ends up warning the lady and her baby that the mailbox has, like, a Blockbuster in it.
Oh, that's right, yes.
And Evan ends up going up to the mailbox for some reason, even though he knows it has explosives in it.
Yeah.
And he gets his, like, arms blown off.
I also like the fact that the bully tackles the mother with the kid for no reason in that scenario. Oh, yeah. So he ends up...
He ends up super religious. And then in this alternate reality, basically everyone's happy except for our main character, Evan. And he does try to kill himself. We can actually say that that's aligned with our podcast.
What?
He tries to kill himself?
He tries to kill himself because he realizes
that's
everybody
not
is better off.
Anymore.
He tries to kill himself by filling up the bathtub.
Well, you know what it is he doesn't have any arms, and he fills up the bathtub, and he's like wearing a hoodie and shit to like weigh himself down.
Does he use his teeth to turn on the water?
He uses his foot, right?
Or no, it is his stump. And then when Tommy comes in and like turns off the water, and because he notices he's trying to kill himself, he's like,
I'm Tommy, I'm only 8 and a half years old.
He's like, you forgot to put the toaster on the edge of the bathtub, and he's like, Lenny likes Pop-Tarts, so I didn't do it.
I didn't hear that line.
It's actually a pretty funny line.
I hate this movie.
You're not alone. Talk about the ending, because the way it ends up
The way it ends pisses me off more than anything
I'm
else.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm glad it wasn't a happy ending.
I'll tell you what.
That's the only way it could have been worse.
It still kind of was a happy ending.
It is, but they don't end up together. I'm glad, because I thought it was going to go that really cliche route.
So his whole faggot interest was trying to get this fucking... Toady to
he wanted to make sure he wanted to make sure that everybody had like a livable life. The thing we didn't touch upon either is because he's going to these alternate timelines, he's getting 40, 60 and up years of memories in his mind, so his brain is starting to hemorrhage from all the too many memories, basically. Too many cheeseburgers.
He's pretty much fucking Mike Phillips.
And the way he decides to solve the situation is that as if he never met the girl that his love interest.
Yeah, they never became friends. He's like shitty to her the first time they met. So the girl ends up not staying with her father to be near this Evan kid. She goes with her mother and has like a much better, happier life and turns out well.
Well, it seems like everybody has a better life that
way. That's
all
it took.
And then he burns all the journals and photos and movies. So he can never remember any of the memories. This is a thing, too, is they walk by each other on like a busy city street. And then like she looks at him.
Oh, so it's like supposed Donnie to be like Darko. A super deep, like it's like.
She didn't even know who he was. But even though you spent the whole movie just like dithering over her fucking relationship with him.
The way she looks at him is as if
she
knew.
It's like almost
knew.
As if she knew.
But it's stupid because he's the only one with a recollection.
Or is he? Butterfly effect too.
Blah, 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 blah. Wait, probably.
I just have in my notes ending is cheesy as fuck.
It is, but honestly, it could have been worse.
Don,
you guys,
Don, you hit it first.
All right, as I stated, this is I think one of the worst cast, some of the worst performances I've ever seen across the board. We didn't mention Evan's mother might be the worst actress in the film. She is fucking terrible. I think
she seemed really familiar, but I think it's just because she has a similar voice to another actress.
Evan.
I think she has
Evan.
Your grandparents are
here, and I want you to be able to sit in the bathtub with your sister.
I was going to say, there's another actress that her voice is really similar to, but it's not her. Yeah, so I thought it was the other actress.
She's a fucking horrible actress.
She has like a really she has a really mousy voice.
I can say
who
that.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Oh, is this some no-name?
She's really only in this.
Besides Asrim Kushner.
Asrim Kushner?
That's his name, right?
Yeah.
No, besides Ashton
Asrim Kushner.
Kushner. Besides Ashton Kushner.
Asrim Kushner. That's the title of the episode. Asrim Kushner.
Yes. Besides him, I don't recognize anybody.
Yeah,
was anybody a name besides him?
Okay, the kid that plays Lenny, like their dorky friend.
Oh, Ethan Suplee. Ethan Suplee.
He's in other horror movies.
I love him. Yeah. He's the fucking the bully in
Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World, and also
he's in Mallrats.
He's also
is
in Mallrats.
That what it is?
Schooner, fucking Schooner. Also,
I feel like he's in a lot of bad like straight
also,
to DVD horror
he's
movies.
He's one of the bad guys.
American
one of
History
the
X?
One of the bullies.
He's
in,
one of the Bash Brothers.
Shut up.
He's one of the Bash Brothers from the fucking Mighty Ducks.
Oh, actually, yeah, he is. You're right. But
well, I'm saying that's his most famous role.
I disagree. I think one of his most famous roles, he was Bulk from the Power Rangers.
Was he?
Yes.
Wow.
Bulk.
I didn't even know that.
He was one of the two bullies in the Power Rangers.
So he only plays bullies.
Kinda.
And
he
nerds.
Also he's also in the
he's in a lot.
He's in the Wonder Years. He's the bully in the Wonder Years too.
Really? I've never even
with Kevin.
I've never seen him in that.
Yeah, he's the bully in that. And then also
I'm gonna rewatch it.
Furthermore, he's the one who sings the Wide Man Marches On in American History X too.
Yep. He's had quite the career. I think the screenwriter had fun writing the script.
You're talking about Thumper.
What are you talking
about? I was talking about Lenny.
Oh, Ethan I was talking Suplee. About. Oh, I was talking about someone different.
Yeah, no, I was talking about Lenny, the nerdy guy. You're talking about his roommate, Thumper.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't see the fucking.
We're
piece
all
of
mixed
shit.
Up.
Oh, so we.
We're
so he's only.
So
dead.
We just touted the fucking.
Everything Gabe named Ethan Suplee was not in.
No. We're all dead. We're all messed up.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. By the way, that's up. That's up on fucking Patreon. By the way.
Good.
Yeah.
Kindest thing I can say about this screenplay is that I'm sure the writers had fun writing it, but it doesn't translate. It's fucking. Yeah. It's so watered down. It's so.
If you could take home a paycheck for this movie, wouldn't you be stoked?
I wouldn't take money for this.
I'm pretty sure it did okay in the box offices. But
it had ass rim.
As far as
ass rim,
as far as
it had ass rim in it, dude. Ass rim got to asses and seats. It was ass rim got asses, ass rims and seats.
It was a cushioner vehicle.
As far as Rotten Tomatoes reviews go,
it's 30.
This
by
is
the way I looked.
This
see if
yeah,
I like it.
This is critics versus audience score. It's there's a huge
disparity.
There's a lot of people like you, Gabe.
I think that's what it is. It's
I'm
people
kidding,
with rose colored goggles that they fucking remember it being so mm-hmm. much better, like I mm-hmm. did, mm-hmm. because all the critic scores are like I think it's like 33%, and then the audience scores are like I think it's like 80
it's,
or like
it's actually 60.
Is
it, I looked.
I feel like
it's
high
70s. 66.
But I'm saying
today.
It's a huge discrepancy.
For sure. That doesn't mean it's good.
No.
Though.
What I think is people misremembering because they watched it.
I bet
as
the
a
audience
age.
Score for the first Transformers movie is probably close to 88.
Yeah.
You know, like
I wouldn't be surprised.
But
anyway.
What's your score, Don?
I was going to shit on it more, but
oh,
I'm
go
going to get...
Please shit.
Story doesn't work. Characters don't work. Performances are horrible across the board. Almost every single performance is like standout bad. It's that
sure.
caliber of film. Whoa. Anyway, yeah, no need to belabor this. I'm going to give it a 3.5. Sucks.
Gabe, your thoughts?
He's kind of like right on the nose with me too. Obviously,
give it a numerical score.
No, I will. I went into this... having it much higher in my memory as far as the caliber of movie that it was,
yeah.
But I was also like 12 to 13 years old.
Yeah,
when
I first watched it. I understand your perspective.
I mean,
I don't think you're a fucking idiot for liking this as a kid.
I feel like it's you kind of brought up Donnie Darko. I feel like it's very similar to that. We all
no,
saw
Donnie it. Darko's okay. Like I even didn't like it, and I gave it a 5. You know what I mean?
There's something there.
It's very similar to that. Is when you see it at a young age, it seems much better.
I don't dispute that. I'm just saying
is.
That. But when you look at it later, though, Donnie Darko has something, and this doesn't.
Agreed.
This has. Clearly,
very little,
many flaws.
Very little. But here's the thing, which I think is the most offensive part of this movie, is that the director, writer, by the way, it's the same guy, screenwriter, director, I looked it up, he thought he had another Donnie Darko in his hands. And fuck him for that.
Like I said, you can tell they had fun writing it. Like
yeah.
They took the story in a lot of different directions and kind of explored it. I wouldn't say that it's deep, but I mean they did a bunch with it. And but yeah, it ultimately
sure.
doesn't.
I understand what you're saying.
Doesn't work.
Wait, did you give a number?
No.
I didn't give it a number, but
give it a number.
Don's right on the ball there. I'm gonna give it a
give
it a 4 because I definitely like it more than Don does.
Yeah,
but I think part of that's nostalgia. But I think they could have had something here, but it's very badly executed.
Yeah.
That being said, it's an original idea, sort of.
I will say that this isn't a trope. The full movie isn't like just like ripped from the tropes. Like, you know what I mean? Like
it kind of mixes a bunch of different tropes together.
As bad as this is...
Why do you have to make these...
Listen. As bad as this is... this is also light years above where we are currently in the movie culture of let's just make a reboot.
We're in the middle of a fucking...
we're like in a recession of making movies right now.
Right, because we're in a bubble of economics at the moment. Wait till the recession happens and we'll have some real art.
Because as bad as this was and how much of like the bad part of the early 2000s this is at least they tried to do something a little different. You can at least give it
did
that.
Did they, though? I legitimately don't see how they did this any differently than what was very popular at the time.
Again, in terms of writing, I feel like they weren't. It wasn't a cash grab. I feel like they thought.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Fine. It wasn't like literally like, oh, we'll just make this formulaic film. But like, they clearly were like, oh, we have a somewhat original movie. Let's put out this with this like this poster boy out here,
right?
And we'll get some money basically based off of the poster boy.
Yeah. When it came to actually time to film the movie, that's when the fucking selling out happened.
Right.
Right, Gabe.
That's right, Gabe.
That's right, Gabe.
And you can't rape the willing. Or whatever it was.
Let's plug and get out.
Joe Bush here.
Patreon.com/CinemaApocalypse now. I'm going to try to say that again.
That was barely...
Yeah. I've got a Patreon.com/CinemaApocalypse now. I don't care.
Yeah, they can't see behind the curtain.
Faggot. You want to see the fucking sausage, mate. Follow me on Instagram at ScottLizardAbrams.
Don't follow me. Cheap guitars, cheap girls.
No, I prefer if you did follow me instead of him. But also...
email us at cinemapodcast@gmail.com.
Also, I want you to listen to our band. We're called The Hits. Nothingbuthits.bandcamp.com.
You can download the Anchor FM app. Leave us a viewer voicemail.
Sure,
that'd be fine. If you so please.
Denzel was thinking about it tonight, but he didn't.
If you would rate, review, subscribe us on iTunes.
Rape, review, subscribe.
Rape.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Review, subscribe. Rape and rate. And then rate our rate about us on iTunes.
I think you said rape more than once.
God, that fart stinks, dude.
It does stink, doesn't it?
But anyway, be gay to yourselves and each other. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. It's not loving anymore.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Bye-bye. See ya.
Faith you can put in that because it's like literally held up like this like little leaf underneath.
Kid, why are you breaking the fourth wall, dude?
It's like the table's like splitting.
I won't touch anything.
Fine. No, I'm just saying this thing is like
Jesus
on the verge
Christ.
Of collapsing.
Jesus Christ. Make yourself a goddamn quesadilla.
Watch your motherfucking language, man. Your little kids live in this block.
Hell yeah.
Dude, they jerked each other's 1-inch dicks off.
Yeah, they petted the inchers together.
No, it's just... I'm afraid it's going to collapse because it's an antique.
Your mom's an antique.
Hey.
That means she's over 100 years old. Technically. Antiquist.
I know.
Retro's 20 years, classics 15.
It ended up being a better joke than it did initially. I then thought so.
Well, I'm sorry.
You really are in a good mood today.
All right. Ooh, cool. Ooh, I brought it right over. Good combo so far, by the way. Obviously, this will be cut out, but, hang on, pause, because I gotta get ice.
Do I literally have to pause?
No, I'm just saying
just pause. Okay, I thought you meant pause the recording.
No. I mean, if you want to say something else, I'm gonna do it.
Say something!
Why?
And I
she had a bang-up job.
She had... God damn it.
Babe!
You know what I'm talking about?
I do that picture.
Babe! Hey, bitch! I'm just kidding.
She's probably fucking sleeping. Jesus Christ.